Hey there, folks. This is MTPR's 2018 Montana Folk Festival Preview Special, and I'm your host, Cole Grant. We'll be live broadcasting from Butte at the main stage of the festival again this year, Friday, July 13th, starting at 7 p.m., and Saturday the 14th, starting at noon. Joining us will be New Orleans musicologist and host of the PRX show American Roots, Nick Spitzer, to help us bring the tunes to you fine folks in and around western Montana. One of the acts we'll hear this Saturday night will be Mamadou Kelly. He's coming all the way from the West African country of Mali. He plays the desert blues, a genre specific to the Saharan region, which some say came before the Mississippi Delta sound. Here's a taste of what we can expect.
Mustafa Haidara ambi foi kawale nyumankela Idirisu ambi foi kawale nyumankela Koke Kale ambi foi kawajuli nyumankela Abokar Sirif ambi foi kawajuli nyumankela Ahmad Almami Gundam ambi foi kawajuli nyumankela Kosali Fujambere ambi foi kawajuli nyumankela Abachina Kola ambi foi kawale nyumankela Idirisu ambi foi kawajuli nyumankela Wa ubenila memunu kabaraka nyi au benila manye doni Wa ubenila me teriyala au benila manye doni Babefo na songo bola musuka fu dumini dumantobila Bona nyecha babefo duni batala musuka fanye giringa jola Nyafenge muso ne baufo dumini dumantobila Ngoro muso ne baufo dumini dumantobila Gundam muso Neba ufoka dumini dumantobila Ngaye nila memunu kabade ya kari auve nila manye doni
Next is Andre Veloz, a Dominican woman bringing her voice to the historically male-dominated world of bachata music. Executive Director of the National Council of Traditional Arts, Julia Olin, who helps program this festival every year, says Veloz is a natural-born performer.
Apparently, in preschool, she was found on a tabletop serenading her classmates.
She moved to New York City in the mid-2000s, where she sought out bachata masters to learn and study the genre, and hasn't stopped since. Here's a track by Andrea Veloz that came out this year.
Guarda tu labia añejada, no me ilusiones con cuentos de hadas, mejor callado no digas nada, ay no me vende pejito, que yo soy libre y no mita y brava, ay lero lero ay sí, ay lero lero ay no me embullas por favor, ay lero lero ay sí, ay lero lero ay no, conozco el juego corazón. Fuera de aquí con tu oferta, que yo me gusto y no mita y brava. Ay, lero, lero, ay, lero, lero, ni de regalo te quiero. No se corta, vete con tu cuento a otra. Yo sé bien lo que tú quieres, porque yo no nací ayer. Yo no busco nada en serio, en quien no me lo va a dar. Y si quieres darme algo, dame tu sinceridad. No insultes la inteligencia de una mujer de verdad. Yo sé bien lo que tú quieres y no te lo voy a dar. Yo la tengo y no te la doy. Yo lo tengo y no te lo 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 doy. Ay, lero, lero, ay, sí. Ay, lero, lero, ay, no. Ay, no me embullas, corazón. Fuera de aquí con tu oferta. Mi corazón no te inventa. Ay, lero, lero, ay, lero, lero. Ni con sopita eres bueno. Ay, lero, lero, ay, lero, lero. Ni de regalo te quiero. Yo lo tengo y no te lo doy. Yo la tengo y no te la 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 doy. Yo lo tengo y no te lo doy. Ay, lero, lero, ay, sí. Ay, foforero, ay, no. Ay, no me embullas, corazón. Ay, no me embullas, no. Ay, no me embullas, no. Ay, no me embullas, corazón.
Alright, now we have some blues out of Houston, Texas. Bo Baker brings us this piece on Anika Chambers, who will play this Friday night at the Montana Folk Festival.
Anika Chambers' music foundation started in the church, but it wasn't until she was overseas on duty that she found her voice and her true calling as a blues singer. I spoke with Chambers about her evolution as an artist.
My first deployment was in Kosovo in 2005. This guitar player, he heard me sing in the gospel choir. And we did like a little talent show. And so I sang with the choir. And after that, after we won the competition, he came up to me and he said, hey, you know, I want to introduce you to the blues. And I was thinking, like, first I thought my granny's not going to like me singing the blues because it's very secular music. And I grew up in the church and very, very conservative. So, but I did it. And I realized that moment when he taught me my first blues song, which was Bonnie Raitt's Love Me Like a Man. And after that, I was like, I need to know everything about this music.
When you were in the military performing, was that just sort of an organic process that once you were asked to perform once, you were asked to perform again and then again? And
again and again. And then when I got home from that deployment, we had an 18-month deployment in Kosovo, and I got home and I said, you know, I really want to start a band. And so I started my first band after that. And then we deployed to Iraq. I had sang all through our deployment in Iraq, from singing the anthem, singing different songs with the choir. We had a karaoke night, so I do a lot of karaoke. Once I got back from Iraq, I was like, you know, I really think I want to do this music thing.
Here's the track Move off her debut album, Making My Mark.
All right to move.
I dream of letting loose. I dream of getting wild, telling all the people that it was all right to group. With my sassy, classy self, I get on in this stage, put the blues in your face, and have you screaming my name, and tell everybody about the way I can make you.
Superman, a.k.a. Christian Parrish Takes the Gun, was raised in Crow Agency, Montana, east of Billings. He's collaborated with members of the Black Eyed Peas, won an MTV Video Music Award and an Indigenous Music Award for Best Hip-Hop Album. He says since he started touring in the late 90s, he's realized the importance of his voice as an artist.
Especially for myself as a hip-hop art, or as a native artist, you know, I feel I can't get up there and just talk a bunch of freaking crazy stuff, you know, about drinking, doing drugs. You know, I can't, I feel I can't do that because we've gone through that. You know, we have so much of that. Like, I can't perpetuate that negativity amongst my community. I feel my responsibility is to uplift the people positively, you know, in every way I can. Like, everything I say has to be something that's going to help somebody.
Here's the first track off his award-winning album that came out this year, Illuminatives.
Nawa babala e bale bilakbagu and that a web was a can chickatala dagulak dagwa the shiptala diluk the lak o chiptala age bilakbage bush jadik bahusala bahusala age bilakbage o chiptala diluk the lak koisala bile aje babem balago e bilakbaguk absaluke age bilakbage but chok chiptala bile spila what a god.
I'm just saying, hip-hop is a very sophisticated, multifaceted subculture that speaks to all different types of people. Music, the fashions, the attitudes, the beefs. The more I read, the more I listened, the more I felt connected to its rich cultural tapestry.
Comes equipped for warfare. Beware. What's your definition of a real estate? What's your definition of a real estate? What's your definition of a real estate?
Yeah. I'll draw first blood, be the first to set it on.
Ayo, with every breath I'm taking, I'm repping the reservation, demonstrating the revelation, praying and meditating for blessings and restoration until the detonation and devastation, until the heavens my detonation. I'm levitating till my head is aching, till the death of Satan, until we see the mess we're making. This a desecration. I bless the nation with dedication, we soon to see. Seven generational segregation is unity. Communities rise up, live what? The takeover makes soldiers and young warriors who stay sober. Flame flowers, it's game over. Since my first inception, you get murked in seconds. Learn your lessons, words of weapons. I'm first for heaven, the church is stressing. Your crew are hated, never cut your revving. The perfect essence, illuminators. I'm first for heaven, the church is stressing. Your crew are hated, never cut your revving. The perfect essence, illuminators.
Ready for war, God the glorious. Everything we step be hot. Guard your grill, get him. The mob comes equipped.
for warfare. Beware. What's your definition of a renegade? What's your definition of a renegade? What's your definition of a renegade?
Yeah. I draw first blood, be the first to set it off.
Yo, what you're hearing are the seeds of the evilness planted by the Europeans who landed within this region in the language they were speaking with. Columbus would have turned his boats around if he had known how it could lead to this. They were calling the savages for a reason, a legion of master assassins within the leaves of the trees. When all the pale faces were off course, soft snow melted by short tempers with long bows. Every shot directed with the art of a marksman's etiquette, unlocked by subconscious predator-like archetype darkness precedent. If you need advice, a tip through your heart's consider it. It's the man that's seeking cheap leading and defeating his weak demons with the freedom of speech into each season. The beast Superman beat screaming. Be godly warriors going up against all odds till we even.
Ready for war, godly warriors. Everything we spit be hot. Guard the ground. Get him.
The mob comes equipped for warfare. Beware.
What's your definition of a renegade? What's your definition of a renegade? What's your definition of a renegade?
I draw first blood, be the first to set it off.
Another Montanan playing the festival this year is Wiley Gustafson and his band The Wild West. He's a fourth-generation rancher from Conrad, Montana, arguably most famous for the Yahoo Yodel. Julia Olin says his rural upbringing makes his music all the more real.
It's bona fide, you know. Not only can he do the cattle call with the classic yodeling, just the most beautiful renditions you ever heard, but he's also writing new music in the Western tradition.
He's had over 50 appearances on the Grand Ole Opry, won the Western Music Association's Western Swing Album of the Year twice, and still operates a cattle and cutting horse ranch in Conrad, Montana. Here's an original tune from an original Montana cowboy.
Equistatic Super Glide Traction, four-wheel drive, power steering, power stop, little in a bottom with a dual pep top, horseback, Cadillac, horseback. Cadillac. Bass stick,
Stay tuned for more preview of the 2018 Montana Folk Festival, right here on Montana Public Radio. Now let's hear some gospel music. You may know them as gravediggers in the Coen Brothers movie, O Brother, Where Art Thou? You may also know them from collaborating with people like Elvis Costello and John Fogerty. No matter where you know them from, the Nashville, Tennessee-based a cappella group The Fairfield Four is alive and well after nearly 100 years of existence and headed to Montana for the first time. Baritone singer for the group, Larice Bird, says whenever the group performs, their goal is to lift up the name of Jesus.
We know everybody either don't understand or don't really care for what we're saying, but it's a great commission, and that's what we do.
Here's a track off their Grammy Award-winning 2015 release, Still Rockin' My Soul.
Well, Jesus
gave me water,
gave me water,
gave me water.
Jesus
gave me water,
he gave me water.
Jesus
gave me water,
he gave me water.
I wanna let
he gave me water,
pretty sweet.
He gave me water.
Jesus
gave me water,
he gave me water.
Jesus
gave me water,
he gave me water.
Jesus
gave me water, but it was not from the world.
There was a woman from Samaria. She came to get some water. There she met a stranger. I'll did a story tell. The woman dropped a pitcher. She drank and wasn't made richer. From the water
gave her water, but it was not from the well.
Oh,
Jesus
gave her water.
Jesus
gave her water.
Jesus
gave her water. I wanna let his praises swell. Jesus
gave her water.
That everlasting water. Jesus
gave her water. But it was not from the well.
Well, on that woman he had pity. She ran back to the city, crying glory, hallelujah. His wonders she did tell. She left the Savior singing and came back to him, bringing the whole town
gave
to the
her water, but it was not from the well.
Jesus gave her water.
He gave her water.
Jesus
gave
her water.
He gave her water.
Jesus
gave her water.
He gave her water.
I wanna let
him praise
and swear.
He gave her water.
Jesus
gave her water.
That everlasting water.
He gave her water.
Jesus
gave her water,
but it was not from the well.
Well, that a woman she left shouting, there was no room for doubting. That she had met a Savior who did a wondrous tale. Every time she would doubt him, she started to think about him. That man that
gave her water, but it was not from the well.
Well, Jesus
gave her water.
Jesus
gave her water.
Jesus
gave her water.
Just a letter, pretty sweet.
He gave her water.
Jesus
gave her water.
Everlasting water.
He gave her water.
Jesus
gave her water, but it was not from the well.
Another a cappella group, Iberi, is also making their Montana debut at this year's Folk Fest. But they're coming from a bit farther away than the Fairfield Four. Autumn Barnes brings us this snapshot of what Georgian polyphonic singing is all about.
You're hearing Iberi, a men's choir from the Republic of Georgia, singing a traditional Georgian drinking song. Like most boys from Georgia, Buba Margolia, the leader and founder of Iberi, grew up singing in choirs. When he got older, he stopped singing to focus on playing rugby professionally, but the music bug stuck with him into adulthood. In 2012, Magurlia called up a group of his friends to ask if they would help him form a choir and conserve the country's ancient tradition of a cappella singing with their own personal twist.
They answered yes immediately, as I remember, and I remember it very clear.
By day, the men work their normal jobs. Magurlia is a Cisco Systems specialist, another a lawyer, a surgeon, and there's even a police officer thrown in there. Almost every evening, the group gets together to rehearse their repertoire, a collection of traditional polyphonic Georgian folk songs that predate Christianity. Polyphonic just means that there are many different types of individual sounds sung all at the same time. Almost every region in Georgia has its own style of polyphonic singing. This kind, from eastern Georgia, tends to have a consistent bass voice in the background, with high voices improvising the melody. Next, according to Magurlia, is what natives call Georgian jazz. It comes from western Georgia, and both the bass and melody are improvised. And the yodeling you hear isn't just for show. Magurlia says that centuries ago, children would yodel to frighten evil creatures from the forest. The last type comes from an isolated region called Sfaneti. This area's style of polyphony is uninfluenced by the rest of Georgia, resulting in an ancient tone to the songs. There is one thing that all the different types of polyphony share. Georgians from each region sing these songs for all kinds of occasions, like feasts, funerals, and celebrations. Magurlia says the song's themes can vary pretty heavily, ranging from ballads about wars to soft lullabies for children. Ibiri exists to keep Georgian history alive. They do this not only by singing traditional polyphonic songs, but also in the outfits they wear during performances. Each member wears a gray suit modeled after what a Georgian soldier would wear to war. A line of bullets runs across the chest. When Ibiri first started performing, the men would wear a sword on a belt around their waists, but decided to get rid of that part of the outfit.
To look more peaceful people, I think.
This will be Ibiri's first time in Montana. While they want to make sure to get to know the locals, they also want to explore the outdoors of the Rocky Mountain West. The Montana Folk Fest is the choir's only performance this side of the Mississippi during their U.S. tour. For MTPR's Montana Folk Festival coverage, I'm Autumn Barnes.
Perhaps the youngest group performing at the Montana Folk Festival this year, Shadowgrass, hails from Appalachia country. The oldest member of the group is 20, and the youngest is 13. Executive Director of the National Council of Traditional Arts, Julia Olin, says the leader of the band, 13-year-old Presley Barker, once surprised everybody at a fiddler's contest.
2 years ago, he's 11, right? He defeats his mentor, Wayne Henderson, in the adult guitar competition at the Galax Old Fiddlers Convention, which has been going for 60 or 70 years by now.
Here's a track from Barker's debut album, Just 10. Thank you. Another guitar whiz gracing the Folk Fest stage this year will be Frank Vignola out of New York City. Host of MTPR's Musician Spotlight, John Floridis, spoke with Frank Vignola by phone about how he approaches sitting in with other musicians.
Frank, all these fantastic musicians that you've collaborated with, talk a little bit about what it's like to bring what you do to what they do. And I would imagine that changes with the variety of artists that you've worked with. But just talk a little bit about what that process is like of, you know, honing your craft and then taking that into somebody else's world, and kind of combining worlds, and how that process works for you.
Well, two things come to mind. Number one is that I was always hired because of what I did. It was like when I worked with Madonna, she did a record of 1920s songs out of all things. So, you know, get Frank to play the guitar because I was one of the few guys at the time who, you know, specialized in the style. It was never like, you know, I wasn't on her rock and roll recording. When I worked with Donald Fagen, he actually used to come and hear me play every Wednesday night. I had a Django band 25 years ago in an Italian restaurant on 47th Street or something, and every week Donald Fagen used to show up with his wife and a group of people to hear us play. It was the oddest thing, you know, because here's like Steely Dan, one of my all-time favorite bands and songwriters, and he loves Django Reinhardt, so he would come and, you know, check us out. So a few years later, he called me up and he said, would you come play on a record I have an idea for, you know, your style over a solo on my record, which was Morph the Cat. So, you know, after I realized that it wasn't a joke, it wasn't my friends playing a joke on me, I showed up at the studio and he just had me play about 50 solos, you know, exactly, you know, the way I played, the way I was feeling it. And then collaborating with other guitarists, especially like, you know, my heroes like with Les Paul. I mean, I befriended him many, many years ago. I was 19 years old when he first emerged from retirement, and he played at a little club downtown New York City. So I got to work with him starting in the year 2000 because he got sick and asked me to sub for him. Could you imagine the disappointment when people came to hear Les Paul and who's this guy, Frank Vignola? It was a good, humbling experience for me, I must say. But then when he came back, he asked me to stay on with him. So we worked for many, many years together. Every Monday night in New York City. And that, I have to say, collaborating with someone like that was, just you realize how, you know, inexperienced you are, or at least I did, as far as, you know, I played around the world, I played at Carnegie Hall, and then just playing a song with Les Paul and realizing how thin my sound was. How much he could take a nice melody like Somewhere Over the Rainbow and make 1,000 people cry. It's like, wow, that's really deep when you're a young guy breaking in and now all of a sudden you're put on the stage with a guy like that. So that to me is where I learned the most, was put in those situations where you really have to step it up or, you know, get out. Yeah.
What's up next could be described as traditional low-class Greek music. Julie Olens has a reason rebetiko, which came about in the early 20th century, could be perceived as lower class is because
it was commonly heard in the hashish dens, but importantly, too, the lyrics addressed social conditions, you know, poverty, migration, loss, drug addiction.
The Greek rebetiko trio was found in Boston in 2013, but now is based out of Los Angeles. Their goal is to introduce audiences to the origins and cultural heritage of Greek music. Let's take a listen. Into some klezmer territory. Klezmer is Jewish celebration music, and it's been around since before the Middle Ages. In the 1970s, there was a revival of klezmer, and Brooklyn, New York-based Michael Winograd is on board. The clarinet player is described as being on the forefront of modern Jewish music. His band, The Honorable Mention, will join him in Butte this year and kick off our live broadcast. The band's name is a play on the Yiddish word minch, meaning person of integrity.
Thank you.
Last but certainly not least is Linda Gale Lewis, who's the younger sister of the rockabilly legend Jerry Lee Lewis. Linda Gale's first recording with her brother was in 1963. She toured with Jerry Lee up until the late 70s, when she got married and started a family. But she didn't throw in the towel completely. In 2000, she released a duet with Van Morrison, and now she's back in the swing of recording and touring. Here's a track from her 2015 release, Hard Rockin' Woman. It helps that you spoil me. You buy